Chapter 8. Interesting, Rensik said. Definitely interesting. The human Brock looked up from her lap screen.
Really, sir?
Ruthless intruders are on the point of abducting their second planet in less than 24 hours, and you think it's just interesting?
Compared to some of the sights I have encountered during my time in the construct's employ, said Resnik.
Yes, Brock. Interesting. By which I mean, grotesque, ambiguous, and even enigmatic.
Brock frowned. I see. So, if it was exceptional, it really would be something then.
Just so, thought Rensik, as Sam Brock went back to monitoring the data flows from his ship's sensor array. The cosmos creates an endless supply of marvels and hazards, and I've seen my fair share of them. Well, mine and someone else's too. But that doesn't lessen the quality of the enigmas emerging from this situation. Take intership communications, for example. As in most advanced civilizations, all 7 vessels in this fleet from the Great Harbour, including the big armoured one carrying all those generators, use the subspace boundary as the transfer medium for data streams, except that the flow of their data was compressed and far more destination-specific. It wasn't encrypted as such, but since current comm technology was essentially blind to their messaging, it presented no risk. Except that this kind of subspace data compression is well known to the construct's developers, and the possibility of unknown observers listening into their lowbrow, self-aggrandizing drivel clearly hasn't occurred to them. Or, as seems more likely, they just don't know how to encrypt their own comms. An alert popped up on the edge of the drone's analytical, and the merest glance revealed the nature of the event. As he returned his attention to the interior of his small craft, the human was just flagging it up on her lap screen.
They've activated a global shell field of some kind, she said, running state model scrutiny on the field's energy components.
You'll find that it's mainly an inertial cutout, Rensik said. I theorized extensively on this after leaving the Nadisha system. You may recall, Lieutenant.
I do recall, sir. I merely wanted to gather some empirical evidence on the properties of the field itself.
And you'll find that it isolates objects, worlds in this case, from the mass-energy bonds of the cosmos. A second world, doubtless another pitiful war-trashed planet, will soon emerge from hyperspace, similarly field-trapped, and the substitution will take place.
Not so dissimilar to that gravity amplifier field developed by the engineers of Fopatir the Paramount, tyrant designate of the second Modinel. That bloodthirsty butcher used it to destroy 9 populous planets and triggered 2 Novi before we caught up with him. 90,000 years later, here we are, face to face with another psychotic gang armed with world-hurling tech. At least this lot seem to be working to a different plan, as well as being amateur users of a fabulously advanced and powerful technology.
Well, that's unusual, said Brock.
Summarize, Rensik said.
A small medium ship, profiling as an armed trader, has just punched through that shell field and is heading for open space.
Brock peered closer at her lap screen.
Some of the Great Harbor vessels are targeting it with beam weapons, but to little effect. The big ship isn't firing anything.
All its generators are powering the inertial shell fields and managing the planet substitution phase, which shouldn't be far off.
That's our mystery ship made the jump to hyperspace, said Brock.
I've just retasked one of the hyperspace probes to scan its drive emission and track its course.
The drone broke off as the probe's data feed started to come through. Oddly, the ship was still running in partial stealth mode, a countermeasure useless in hyperspace and which actually left a vestigial trace.
Well, well, thought the drone, this situation has a bit more mystery and surprise than I expected.
The intermittent traces left by the drive emissions and the stealth countermeasures were merged, resulting in a definite, consistent direction. Cross-referencing with location estimates from the construct's meagre background data, he was able to narrow the possibilities down to a 27 cubic light-year volume of space in the Hakulatu Chasma, a huge starless zone not far from the Earth-sphere border.
Got you! Okay, Lieutenant, you can dispense with those scans and prep for a hyperjump.
Sam Brock looked up, blinked in surprise, then cleared her lap screen with a touch.
Are we heading off in pursuit of that ship, sir?
Indeed we are, Brock. My analyses have laid bare its destination, which is the same as that first abducted planet. Oddly, that ship's tech and construction is nothing like those of the Great Harbor vessels. A question to be answered as and when.
So, it's a mystery ship, Brock said. Possibly carrying mysterious passengers.
And, possibly, deliberately leaving a trail in its wake. Yes, Lieutenant Brock. I am officially promoting this mission to the very interesting category.
The human female nodded.
I see, sir.
So, as well grotesque, ambitious, and enigmatic, could we add ominous, and maybe even perilous?
Oh, at the very least, Lieutenant.